And now, James Gravel.
Welcome back to our series on the will of God. If you have listened to the previous programs, you know how important it is for us to think correctly about God's will and how careful we must be when we use the phrase, the will of God. Consider, for example, the following questions. Was it God's will when a child was born retarded and deformed? Was it God's will that thousands of people should die of the Black Plague in the Middle Ages, or that millions should die of influenza in the plague of 1918? Was it God's will when in 2005 a tsunami destroyed massive sections of 8 Far Eastern countries, killing 180,000 people? Was it God's will when 2 teenagers from a local church were killed on their way home from worship services one Sunday evening by a drunk driver who lost control of his car? Innumerable questions like these could be asked. When it comes to answering such questions, we must first realize the complexity associated with such seemingly simple phrases as God's will or the will of God. Second, we must acknowledge the important distinction among the different varieties of God's will, such as His sovereign will, His revealed will, His intentional will, and His circumstantial will. And third, we must admit that rarely is it possible to offer a simple yes or no answer to the questions that people so often ask about the will of God, because multiple aspects of God's will may be at work and probably are. Is it God's will when a tornado injures or kills people? Yes, it is, but only in the sense that it is God's sovereign will that the laws of nature He created work routinely and reliably. However, is it God's intentional will that people be injured or killed as a result of such an act of nature, and thus be robbed of an opportunity to obey and live by the gospel? No, because the Scriptures make it clear that such is not what God would desire for those people, since He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, verse 9.